Herz 87.9 im Gespräch.
Deftiger Grizzly Pop mit herrlichen Harmonien und harten Gitarrenriffs. Die US-amerikanische Punkrock-Band Red City Radio ist mal wieder in Deutschland auf Tour unterwegs. Dieses Mal zusammen mit Anti-Flag, Trophy Eyes und The Homeless Gospel Choir. Als ich gehört habe, dass die Band in Dortmund spielt, habe ich direkt unsere Musikleitung belästigt, damit ich die Musiker interviewen kann. Am Ende saß ich dann auch mit Garrett Dale, dem Sänger der Band, bei ein paar gemütlichen Bieren an der Bar, wo er mir unter anderem die Geheimnisse des Grizzly Pop enthüllt hat. Doch als allererstes wollte ich erstmal wissen, wie es denn zu dieser Konstellation kam, mit der Red City Radio zurzeit unterwegs ist.
Well, we've been friends with Anti-Flag for a couple years. You know, we came over here with them in, I believe, 2011? I could be wrong on that year, though. And we just met Trophy Eyes, we just met Derek from the Homeless Gospel Choir. And I'll tell you what, we've been having a wonderful time. You know, a lot of people say stuff like that and don't really mean it, but we've been goofing around with each other, you know, having drinks, having fun, and we all genuinely like each other.
I just talked to your tour manager, and I've seen your schedule. All the other bands, they take day off, but you do other concerts in other cities while they have a day off. Why?
Well, you know, we came this far to play some rock and roll for some people, you know? And so when we come here, we want to be able to play for as many people as possible. We want people to come out and have a really great time, and we do too. You know, of course, sometimes you need rest, and sometimes there are cities that, you know, just can't make it to, you know, and it'll take days off. But we saw an opportunity to play some rock and roll for some good people, and we just can't turn that down.
You're here the third time this year, and it's not even the official album tour. So will you come back for introducing your album next year or sometime else?
I can't confirm or deny, but yes, we will absolutely be back next year. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you why, I can't tell you how. But Red City Radio will not only be back next year, but we will try our best to always return and rock and roll with the great people of this nation.
Give them hell in your game and let them see you down. You tell all the boys from New York, but they don't call them a city star. With our tracks dying in this end, singing a melody, spinning plenty of the streets we have. It's kinda hard to fall on deaf ears. We'll be right back.
The interview that I heard was quite a while ago. It was back in a time where you still had a job besides touring.
Much so. Very, very much so. It's not common these days for musicians to only play music unless they are out, you know, every single day of the year. You know, not only with illegal downloading, but, you know, our kind of music, like rock and roll, punk rock, it just, especially like in America, it seems, is not as popular and not as vibrant as it used to be. And it is just what it is, you know? It would be very hard to financially support a comfortable life playing music. But that's the thing about being a musician these days, is that you have that choice. You know, you could either play rock and roll or you could not, and do something to make you have a comfortable life if that's what you want. But I'll tell you what, I feel more comfortable meeting people like you and having lots of fun with new and interesting, wonderful people. And that's at least how I'm living my life now. And I'll tell you what, man, I do. I love it. I very much love it. And if I have to work 3 jobs back home to be able to do this, then I will do that.
I hope that you get bigger, but...
Well, I'm trying to lose weight.
You don't have to. You look nice.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You're just sad that the scene in America is not that big. You come from Oklahoma. I don't know much about Oklahoma. I've never been there, but how did you guys meet, actually, all of you?
Oh, so long ago. You know, I joined the band 9 years ago. Can you believe that? Wow. Dallas, our drummer, has been in the band for 10 years. Jonathan has been in the band for, I think, about 6 years. And Ryan has been in the band now for 2 years. And we met, you know, the three of us met each other. Jonathan, Dally, and I met each other through, you know, Oklahoma, you know, shows. Actually, Dallas, our drummer, was a graphic designer, and he did some posters for some shows that my old band opened up for, you know, just a small world. And we met Ryan because from touring. He's from San Diego, and he played in a band called the Get Downs and Nothingson. And so we played some shows with him and, like, you know him. And he's just a really great guy. So we got him in the band, and we've been having fun ever since, you know.
Share. Not that it's up to a thumb on his brain. Since he can feel it.
while you're on the bus, on the road?
We are in a van. We are far from the bus, my friend.
While you're in the van, is it hard to pick music, or does everyone just has earbuds? Or
oh, no, we don't do that, man. We all listen to music together. We talk. We converse. We enjoy each other's company. You know, we talk about life. We talk about nothing. We joke around. We listen to comedy. We listen to rock and roll. We listen to rap. We listen to everything. And everybody gets to choose. And, like, usually, like, whoever sits in the front row plays DJ, you know. And it's a lot of fun. It's actually really cool. Sometimes we'll have what Dallas, our drummer, loves, which is 80s hair metal day. And what I love and our bass player Jonathan hates, which is called Zappa Day, which we played Frank Zappa until he yells and makes us stop. And then, you know, Jonathan will go and play some, like, Motion City Soundtrack or, like, some Pears, some old, like, you know, Get Up Kids or something. And Ryan will play some, like, West Coast, like, punk rock or Glad Wagon, Dead to Me style. And I'll play some rap music or, like, some John Moreland, which is a great country artist from Oklahoma. So it's never that hard, you know, because we all are very eclectic. You know, we like all different kinds of music. So it's pretty cool to be able to, like, you know, we'll hear a band and we'll, like, can't wait to go on tour so to show everybody so we can, like, listen to it in the van, you know.
Can't believe I let something so petty change the way I act. I can't believe I let them get to me and put knots inside my back. And I would walk around with my head down like I was the one who's doing something. I've heard smarter men than me say it gets dark before the dawn, and I can't wait until the morning to admit that something's wrong. And I'll walk around with my head down like I was the one who's doing something wrong. But it's all coming down. It's coming undone.
Your music, especially from the first album, it was really inspiring. It was like it had a message, kind of, and it really helped me to get through some shit. And your songwriting, what inspires you to write the songs?
Thank you. That's really kind of you, by the way. And I'm glad that you can find that in our music. I really do. Thank you. We you know, what kind of goes down is I guess, write the songs. For the most part. But then, of course, there is influence from every member. Jonathan and Dallas do a lot of the harmonies. You know, they actually are the ones who, like, write a lot of those harmonies, and they're great at it. And yeah, everybody kind of puts a little, you know, hey, this should go this way, this should go that way. I pretty much, put out the blueprint, you know, of how like it kind of goes, and then everybody kind of starts throwing around ideas and tries to make it our own and make it, you know, better. And it's awesome like that. When it comes to like inspiration, I would say that, you know, when, like you said, you know, you help you through times, you're not the only person who feels that way. I feel you. I feel you. And instead of writing a message, giving in to my, what's the word? What's an appropriate word? Into my negative nonsense, like sadness and loneliness, I decided to do the opposite and write songs about hope and write songs about passion and love, you know? Not necessarily love for a woman or a man, but love for yourself and wanting to be better and doing what you can to accomplish that for the people that you love and for yourself. Because you can't love anybody else unless you love yourself, right? So I just want people to be able to listen to our music and know that there's a better way out, and there is other people who feel the same way as you, and you don't have to be alone anymore, and you don't have to be sad, and you don't have to be bummered out. You can make a positive change in your life and live the life that you want to live, because it's the only one you got.
Came down to it, I would.
another thing about songwriting. You said that you write most of the songs of your band and you've been doing this for years. Is it still easy or is it hard to find subjects to write about?
I guess if you're out there living a life, it shouldn't be that hard, I guess. You know? Because life is so intriguing and interesting, and there's so many things to get into, you know? And there are so many different things to write songs about. I am not going to write a song about everything in the world, but I'm going to write songs that I want to write, you know, and that I feel like writing, I guess. So I guess I kind of don't have an answer for that, because I've never sat down and tried to write anything. The best things that I've ever written, in my opinion, of course, which might not even be great to someone else, you know, might just be crap, but all just came from just an idea and a pop poof in the head, and then just kind of ran with it and worked with it. You know, inspiration can come at any time and anywhere and from anywhere and everything and always, as long as you're looking for it. As long as you are calmly, patiently looking around the world and seeing how everything works, you know, sitting back and enjoying yourself a little bit. It's a form of meditation almost that I enjoy to just kind of sit back and listen to the wind, you know, a little bit of isolation. And, you know, a melody pops in the head and then words formulate. And then you think of a guitar part, and then it just kind of steamrolls from there. A lot of the times I don't finish songs until like we're about to be in the studio, or even when we're in the studio, just to give that little fresh sense of like something new, you know, just like right off the box. And a lot of those ideas have been a lot of our favorite ideas, things that we just thought of in the studio just quick like that, you know. But yeah, just natural progression, never forcing anything, like a leaf in the wind. Watch how I soar.
I was dead asleep. I was dreaming of Barcelona. Now the promises I'd keep, if I heard one that I wanted to hold on to. And I dream of you. You took the floor right underneath me, and I never knew how to say that I won't. Worst way.
tell you I dream to dance. So gracefully, you were like Dorothy Dandridge. And I was dressed like Gina Tree and you wore red so well. You were my Ginger Rogers. And I was your Fred Astaire. You were my Ginger Rogers.
What's best and what's the worst thing about being in a band?
Best thing about being in a band. And the worst thing about being in a band, huh? I would say maybe the best thing about being in a band, depending on what band you're in, is, you know, it's a sense of camaraderie. You know, going and playing music with people that you like, you know, and people that you have faith in. It's a wonderful feeling. And being able to, I mean, I guess this doesn't have anything to do with a band as much as it would be a performer, but honestly, just going and playing music for people who want to hear it and enjoy it. I couldn't see myself enjoying anything else as much, you know? I think I could probably do something else if I had to, but I don't think I would be happy. Worst thing about being in a band is that unless you're like a dubstep band or have like a lot of money, it's kind of hard to do anything in 2015 and in the future because of this reason or that reason, whatever. You know, everybody's got their opinions and excuses or whatever. But in Red City Radio, you know, we've been touring pretty actively for the last 8 years, and we put out 3 albums and multiple, you know, EPs and splits and stuff like that. And we have a great fan base that we truly love, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting bigger, and we hope more and more people continue to show up. It just seems like it's a lot quicker for some other people that are fortunate enough to have the ability to financially create that success. So, more money, please. You know, it's not a jealousy thing either, because I hope everybody gets theirs, you know? I hope everybody's happy. I really do. It just sucks sometimes, you know, that in America and in, you know, in these countries, that we could play a show, you know, headline a show, a couple hundred people, and then the next night there'll be 9 people. And then the next night there'll be 30, and then the next night there'll be 500, and the next night there'll be nobody. I mean, that happens. It's just the way that it is. But, you know, if we were here to make millions of dollars and be famous, then we would, I don't know, shave our legs and be DJs or something.
I don't mean to seem rude, but a lot of my friends go back to the bedroom. Though I don't mean to believe it, but I didn't last on the long run home. Out of California into Mexico. Straight to New Orleans, and I come back around. You guys are like them, I won't let you down.
What is Grizzly Pop?
Grizzly Pop? You know, I don't know. I didn't make that shit up. I think the joke was that beard punk was something that these very lazy writers would like court, you know, like make, oh, it's beard punk. You know, oh, every band sounds like hot water music. Bullshit. That is just so fucking old. You know, it's funny to think sometimes. I'm just going to get off on a little bit of a tangent. It kind of sucks sometimes when people think of like rock and roll in like the 70s and like, oh, how these musicians were artists, you know? And now a musician who brings in thousands of people a night, if they consider themselves an artist, people will be like, oh, he's up his own ass. Well, you know, back then they used to have really great writers and they used to have really great photographers and people that really like truly passionately love music. People like you, man, you're fucking great, but you're not, you know, everybody isn't you. You know, there's a lot of people here that review bands and do this and do that and their blog or whatever and do the, and it seems that it's kind of like for a personal gain and that they don't even really give a shit about music. Because if they gave a shit about music, then they would actually fucking describe what it sounded like, you know? Like, I hear the weirdest shit from people. You know, like, let's say Anti-Flag, right? Everybody knows Anti-Flag. Let's say Anti-Flag was a brand new band. I bet people would be like, oh yeah, they sound just like Lagwagon or some shit, you know what I mean? But it's just people are so quick to categorize and put things into boxes because it's easier for them. But it's not supposed to be easy, you know what I mean? Like, music is so beautiful and it's so big and it's so different, and to put little things in these little labels, you know, and just like mush it into one thing is so unfair for music listeners, you know? It's just unfair. And it's lazy and it's bullshit. Hey, just like bands that sound exactly the same to other bands, that's lazy and bullshit too, you know? Like, why can't you write music that you want to play? Because you have to make yourself happy, you know? You got to write music that you love. Because people aren't going to love it unless you love it, right? Like we were talking about earlier. So Grizzle Pop was a joke because beard punk was a category that people in America would use to describe like bands that would maybe like play at the fest. But so we decided, since we're not a beard punk band, to make a joke and call it Grizzle Pop. And that was just, we did that like on our first EP, I think, or something, you know. It was like a long time ago.
Give me your time, poor huddle masses yawning to breathe free. The wretched rap pierced to the steaming shots and these homeless tempest tossed to me. Lift my lamp beside the golden door. Send me these homeless tempest tossed to me. We rise up from the grave with diamonds burned. to me. Send me these homeless, tip this toss to me. Send me these homeless, tip this toss to me.
Completely out of the blue, what is the best drink you ever had and where?
You know, there is a drink called the Ambassador Sling at the O-Bar, which is on top of the Ambassador Hotel in Midtown, Oklahoma City. And it is the fucking best drink I've ever had. It's a cocktail, man. And it's got, so good. Like, garnish with like a, I think it was like a cherry dipped, like soaked in, you know, liquor and like apple slices and... That, and there's a drink called a Whiskey Smash that I really enjoy. It's got like a little bit of mint, whiskey, some like lemon slices. Oh, I love cocktails. I'm a big fan of cocktails. I also like daiquiris a lot, which is not a very manly thing, I guess, but who gives a shit, right? Manly. What is that, by the way? Oh, that's not manly to drink like that. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't drink, I don't do shit to be manly. You know, I am who I am. And hopefully everyone listening to this are who they are. And you know what? If you want to put a lime in your beer, put a fucking lime in your beer. Enjoy your drink. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your fun. Don't let any other doofus come and ruin your time because they're ashamed that they like things that they are not admitting. You dig?
Of course I do.
So I like cocktails. I like fruity cold drinks. You know, like beachside drinks, like daiquiri. Like if anybody ever goes to New Orleans, go to the Daiquiri Factory. It's good stuff, man.
We're coming to the end of our interview.
Alrighty.
And is there something that you would like to say to our listeners? Some last words.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby, but baby, baby, I know it. Come on, guys. You lost that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Das war Gerrit Dale von der Band Red City Radio. Vielleicht war euch der Sänger der Band ja jetzt sehr sympathisch und hat euch vielleicht auch die Musik gefallen. Also ich werde auf jeden Fall weiterhin den Tourplan von Red City Radio verfolgen und kann es kaum erwarten, die Punkrock-Band wieder live da oben auf der Bühne zu sehen. Solltet ihr einen Teil des Interviews von eben vielleicht verpasst haben oder es einfach noch so gerne mal anhören, dann geht doch einfach auf radioherz.de. Dort findet ihr das Interview unter unserem Podcast. Mein Name ist Matze Becker und ich wünsche euch noch einen herrlichen Abend. Auf Wiederhören! Doesn't matter if you tell the truth, doesn't matter if you lie, doesn't matter if you're supposed to be right.
all your